year of increase. Amen. Amen. You know, going through this series, thank you, ushers. It's been a blessing, because there's a few things I need you to know. And I want to be very clear about this when I talk about increase, and when I talk about elevate, and when I talk about the top. I am talking about God's ability to take you from where you are and totally transform your life. Here's what we know. We know that once saved, always saved. We understand that you got to pray, you got to worship. We understand that the Christian life is important. We understand that we have to serve. You know, God, that scripture that you read in Colossians, he says he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into his what? Kingdom. The kingdom is the church. The church is a visible representation on earth of what the kingdom will be like. The only difference is we won't have one church on one this corner, another church on the other corner. The thing about it is, when God comes back and gets his church, come on, help me somebody, we will all be together in one big worship setting every day. As a matter of fact, worship will be an important currency in our lives. So if you don't worship now, you better learn to worship, because that's part of the Christian's future. Are you with me? Now, when we say elevate, and when we say the top, we're talking about next level. Tell your neighbor, next level. When I say next level, I'm talking about, and when I say elevate, I'm talking about, write this down somewhere, the intentional actions that positively positions you to win. Write it down somewhere. I'm going to say it one more time. When we say elevate, I'm talking about the intentional actions that positively positions us to win. You know, we can talk about success, and we can keep talking about we're going to be this great church, or you're going to have this big business, or you're going to be, and I keep saying that God's going to raise up some millionaires, and we can keep talking about that, but here's the thing, talk is just talk. Talk without action is just talk. And I want to say to somebody here today that elevate is the intentional actions that positively positions you to win. I said intentional actions. See, if God's going to give you more, he has to know that he can trust you with little. It's the small things that God is paying attention to. It's kind of like your parents, you know, when you first started driving, right? They trust you to go to the store. But you went to your friend's house because you were trying to show off, talking about, look at me, I'm driving now. You know, then you went by the store, you know, that kind of stuff. See, when you think that your parents wasn't looking, come on, help me somebody. Amen. See, and it's the same thing with God, right? God wants us to know that I see everything. But one thing I want you to know is that if you live with that in mind, that I know everything and I see everything, then you will be governed by your understanding of that and move your life from this level to the next level. Anybody want to go to the next level? Anybody want to elevate? I'm talking about for real, for real. Amen. And I believe that there are certain things that you and I need to do. Now, the context to this passage, I think I've went over this several times since we've been on this journey. Now, the context to this passage is the fact that Isaac has been put. put out, amen, of Gerar. He is landed in the place of promise, Bathsheba. Got to get the context. Watch this. He became rich. He became richer. And then he became what? And then tell your neighbor he had to start over. And then when he went to start over, watch this, he was faced with what? Obstacles. Amen. He went to dig a well, here come trouble. He went to dig another well, here come trouble. He went to another place, here come trouble. And it seems like you're going from one thing to another. Anybody ever feel like that? You go from one place to the next place, and every time you go to the new place, let me say this to you. Sometimes what we're doing, we're not leaving the fish tank to go into the ocean. We're just switching sides in the fish tank. It just looks the same. That's what fish do. They think they've left the waters, but they're in the same place. They're just on the other side. Oh, I just gave you something. You better write that down somewhere. And oftentimes, we're not leaving the fish tank to go into the ocean to bigger things. What we're doing, we're just changing locations. Things just look a little different on this side. But watch this. We're in the same place. And that's the reason why I believe that we don't see change or movement in our situation in life. You can keep saying all day long, I'm going to level up, or I'm going to the next level. And you can pray, and you can fast, and you can do all that. But until you and I make that faith move, until we step out on faith and do what we need to do, watch this, we will continue to repeat the same cycle over and over and over again. Our context today is this, that he started over, he's seen trouble. Watch this. Isaac even had doubts, but yet he never stopped. Come on, help me, somebody. What about you? What's standing in your way of getting to the top? And that's a very important question for you to answer. And if it's your faith, if it's your finances, if it's your whatever it is, if it's your doubts or your insecurities, watch this. It's something that's holding you back from breaking the ceiling. Isaac, who almost became a burnt sacrifice when he was 16. Some of you still living in the past. It happened. You've been through some stuff. But listen, that didn't stop Isaac from moving forward. He didn't keep playing back in the back of his mind, look what happened to me. He didn't throw a pity party every time something went wrong. Watch this. Sometimes when things go wrong, you know what we do? We recall the bad stuff from our past. God says it's time to let that go, because that may be the thing that's holding you back from getting to the next level. You know what else stops us from getting to the next level? Mindset. Oftentimes, we can't think past today. We can't dream about a life, come on somebody, further than where we are or what we have experienced in life. Isaac was the promised son. Isaac, amen, who miraculously he was brought into this world as a visual representation of a promise that God made to Abraham. Watch where I'm going with this. You are God's special people. When you gave your life to Jesus Christ, you now are a visible representation of what Jesus did 2,000 years ago on Calvary's cross. Can I ask anybody something here? Can I ask somebody something here today? Let me ask you this. Since you gave your life to Jesus, are you the same person? You don't walk like you used to walk, do you? You don't talk like you used to talk. Now, I'm just asking. Here's what I'm asking. And until you identify that you're not the same person because of what Jesus did on Calvary, that means that now you can identify that there's something special about you, that God will take you from this level to the next level. Oftentimes, what we don't appreciate is what Jesus has already done for us. Listen, he saved you. He washed you. He sanctified you. He justified you. He gave you favor. Come on, help me, somebody. He put the Holy Spirit inside of you. And as a result of that, you are special to God. Do I have anybody? Now watch this, watch this. What I'm trying to tell you is this. You belong at the top. But if you don't see it, I believe oftentimes we're looking at our ability and we're not looking at the God who gave us the ability. I believe oftentimes we look at ourselves and all we think about is our past. Isaac could have thought about his past. He could have thought about all the failures he'd had. He could have thought, he could have focused in, watch this, on the wells that kept stopping up. But he did not. He understood who he was. He was a child of the promise. Can I ask anybody here, are you a child of God today? Are you saved? Oh, come on, y'all. Don't fool me now. Are you sanctified? Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Come on and help me, somebody. See, if you don't know your identity, then you'll live like everybody else. I know I'm set apart. Anybody here know you're set apart? Anybody here know you're different? Anybody here know that what Jesus did for you on the cross, it came with a price? Oh, I wish I had a few people up in here to understand what I'm talking about. See, Isaac could not have lived on the top if he didn't know who he was. And the reason he kept starting over, because he knew, here's what he knew. He knew that if they take from me again, I'm going to get it back. And so now he's in the place of Bathsheba. That's what's called the geographical will of God. Can I help you with something? God cares where you hang out. Oh, Lord. He does. Don't be hanging out everywhere. Even in the club, you can shine. People know you. They see you. You stand out. Peter tried to hide. He denied Jesus three times. You know what they told him? They said, even the way you talk, man. Can you imagine Peter was like, amen. Amen, brothers. He's out there. Then what he had to do, he had to cuss in order to deny. But that, listen, even the way he cursed gave him away. Praise God. Ooh, Lord, forgive me. He said what he said, then said, Lord, forgive me. They're like, yeah, you. See, here's the thing, right? The thing about Isaac, and I want to show you something. I only got 4 points. I got 23 minutes. Watch this. 22 seconds. Watch this. Let's look at it. Let's look at verse 24. The Lord appeared to him the same night and said, what? I am the God of your father. Do not what? Father Abraham, do not what? Notice how he linked it back to Abraham. God told him, I am the God of your father, Abraham. Lord have mercy. Do not what? Fear is what our problem is. All right? Fear to start over. Fear to try. Come on, somebody. Listen, the enemy will flood you with fear. Because, watch this, because he knows it paralyzes you. It stops you in your tracks. You get up, you're ready. You're charged up. But then fear sets in. Watch this. I will what? Bless you. I will bless you. Watch this. And to multiply your descendants for the sake of what? My servant, Abraham. So in other words, God was telling Isaac, Isaac, ain't nothing you did. It's what my servant did. Let's rewind the tape for a minute. Watch this. Jesus said, you know what? You ain't got to do nothing because I did it for you. Ain't nothing you did. When I went to Calvary's cross, I died for you. You trying to save yourself? God said, you can't save yourself. You want a better life? Turn your heart over to Jesus Christ. You want a better situation? You want a better home life? You want a better relationship? You want better finances? Turn your heart over to Jesus Christ, and he's already done it for you. This isn't about positivity, y'all. This is about facts. The man I used to be, if I wasn't saved, we wouldn't be married. Straight up. Because I was a fool. I ain't gonna say, I'm going to just take the blame. Me, I was a fool. Y'all, no, I lost y'all. Yeah, I was a fool. But when Jesus saved me, he changed my character. Why am I so like laser focused on integrity, laser focused on unity? Because when Jesus saved me, I came out of a jacked up family. Anybody here came out of a jacked up family? Huh? Come on, come on, come on, come on. I'm talking to somebody. I'm talking to somebody. Jacked up family. Everybody hate each other. Mad all the time for no reason. But I thank God for saving me. I thank God that I don't hold no grudges. I don't think about my past. My past is my past because in Christ I'm a new man. And here's the thing, people may talk about you, about what you used to be. Who cares if you're in Christ? You are a new creature. Old things have passed away. New things have come. You're not the same person. They're judging you based on bad information. Are you with me? Watch this, watch this, watch this. So I got four things. You ready? Let's look at it. He says, what did Isaac do, though? When you get to the top. Tell your neighbor when you get to the top. Tell him part two now. All right, watch this. What did he do? What's the first thing he did? He built. What did he do? He didn't, when he got to the top, he didn't go out and buy a new house. Come on, help me, somebody. I already know what you, when I get my first meal. Oh, shucks. I'm gonna get a new car. Get rid of all this stuff. We're gonna start over. Nah. When you get to the top, those things depreciate. Say it one more time. Those things what? Those things are things you can enjoy while at the top, but that's not the most important thing at the top. Character is what's important at the top. Connection is what's important at the top. Here's the thing, you got to remember how you got there. We got to the top because God elevated you. So what's the first point? Build a place to meet God daily. Because when you get to the top, the haters are on another level. The pressure is on another level. Are you following me? The things at the top are not like the stuff on the bottom. If you're tripping on the stuff at the bottom, you wonder why you're still there? Because you can't get over one little thing. Oh, they saying something about me. Who cares? Is it true? See? Watch this. This is your way of staying on the top. Tell your neighbor, this is the way to stay on the top. What did he do, y'all? He built an altar. Watch this. Here's where you have to build the altar. You ready? First, build an altar in your heart. Then build a place for the altar. And then go there daily for instructions, direction, illumination, and worship. Do I have anybody? When you get to the top, don't forget the God that got you to the top. And that's what happens to most people today. They want to tell you, I'm making six figures, and I'm making nine figures, and I'm making 25 figures. But here's the thing, when they get there, that God is the stuff. God wants you and I to build a place. Now notice, he built the place after he was in the presence of God. When you come to the presence of God in the church of God, this is the place. Watch this. You come to this place to get revelation, inspiration, illumination, worship, instructions, direction. But if you come every time and you're just coming because that's what you've been doing your whole Christian life, watch this, you're not leaving with anything. You're just leaving encouraged. And then when you leave, it stays here. Take it with you daily. I'm going to set a time to meet with God every day. I'm going to set a time where me and God, we're going to talk together. I used to hear the old folks say, he talks with me. Oh, shucks. He walks with me. He tells me, I am. Oh, I wish I had a few people. See, when you learn how to be in his presence corporately, you'll know how to be in his presence privately. And the more time you spend with him privately, you ain't gonna pray long publicly, because you've already spoken to him about what's going on. You're not gonna run the church because you got a problem. You're gonna run the church because you got a praise. You got a praise report. He woke me up this morning. He started me on my way. He put food on my table. He's been good to me. Yeah, I got some tough days. But before I came to the altar, I spoke to him about it, because I built my altar already. Already. My altar is built already. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. The text is deep. Watch the text. Watch the text. Text says, watch this. He says, and then he what? Called. Oh, that word call is not what you think it is. You see, when we get to the top, you know what the first thing we do? We go drive by the people's house that used to mistreat us. And Oh, boy. You see, some things is caught. You caught that. Yeah, look at me. Look what God done blessed me with. I got this job now. Look at me now. I got some stuff now. No. The next thing we have to do when we get to the top is this. What's the next thing? Brag on God when you get to the top. Stop telling folk what they did used to be in your life and start saying, God, thank you. I'm bringing you glory. I'm bragging on him. The act of calling on the name of the Lord, it says, and he called upon the name of the Lord. It is a multifaceted concept. It's the concept of worship, the concept of prayer, the concept of dependence on God, seeking him, bragging on him, bragging on him. Look what the Lord did for me. Pastor, it wasn't me. It was God. Anybody here got a brag in you right now? And I'm talking about a real brag. Shout to the Lord and tell him thank you. You should have been dead and in your grave. You got something to brag about. Listen, you better start bragging before you get to the top. Some of us waiting to get to top to give them glory, but you got to give them glory now. What does that mean? Raise your hands. Lift your voice. Worship him. Tell him, thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you did. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord. Don't just brag about the facts. Brag about God. Brag about what he's doing. Anybody here can testify that God has done some great things for you. Do I have anybody here who got a shout in you? You got a run in you. You got a jump in you. You got two legs. You got two hands. You got a mouth that you can open up and say, God, thank you. If it had not been for the Lord who is on my side, oh, thank you. Oh, I brag on you. Thank you for what I don't have. Thank you for what I'm gonna get. Thank you for where you brought me from, because you're the one, in spite of what the devil tried to do to you, you gotta brag on God. Give him glory today. Give him praise this morning. Tell him thank you. Thank you, Lord. You've been so good to us. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Don't wait to get to the top to start bragging. You want to be healed? Start speaking it. You want to be delivered? Start speaking it. You want to be set free? Start bragging now. God, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. I've been delivered in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus has power. Do I have anybody here that know the power of the name of Jesus? He can heal you. He can deliver you. Call his name. We're waiting too long. We want to be secretive. I don't want to jinx it. No, call his name. You ain't jinxing nothing. Ain't no jinx can get you either. Brag on him. Tell him, thank you. Tell him, I know it's already worked out for me. Talk to him. You got an altar. You already built that altar in your heart. Tell him, Lord, thank you. I've already been set free. Brag. Brag. But watch, that's the shouting part of the message. Yeah. This is the revelation part of the message. Watch what he says. And he pitched his tent there. Now watch this. The pitching of the tent, the word pitched means to stretch. Oh, you ain't hear me. The word pitch means to stretch out. And what that means, give me that point. Yeah. Believe that you belong there. Stretch yourself out. I'm going to say it one more time. Stretch yourself out. Set up shop. Take back that territory. Live in that place. Listen, stop apologizing for being at the top when you know you belong there. Why? Because God put you there. The act of Isaac pitching his tent signifies settling, signifies stability, signifies believing in God's promises. It signifies that God is faithful to keep you there. You keep saying, every time I get new stuff, I lose it. You got to stop with that mindset. God says you belong there. Stop giving the devil room where God has put him out. start believing, tell your neighbor, I belong there. Tell your neighbor, I belong there. High five your neighbor and say, high five, neighbor. I belong there. I believe I belong there. I believe I belong there. I believe that this is my season. I believe that this is the year of increase. I believe that God is doing for me what he promised. You got to believe it. You can't just believe it at church. You got to believe it when you walk out of here. You belong there. Start acting like it. Stop acting like you don't belong there. You do belong there. Believe it. We got to keep apologizing. Stop apologizing. Believe. You know why he pitched the tent? Because he believed, this is my spot. Now watch this. Here's what gave him that belief. You ready? He had the presence of God. He had the place to worship. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me. Okay? He had the presence of God. He had the place to what? Worship. And he had a belief that would not be shaken by fear. You belong there. You go to work every day and there's all kinds of issues. Right? Let me tell you why. Because they're trying to push you out. And the devil knows your reaction. He knows how you're going to respond. He already knows that shit. You don't belong there. But if you belong there, start acting like it. This, you know what we talked about yesterday? This one day, this will be a 10,000 member church. In 3 years, we'll have 1,000 members in this church. We're going to buy up the block. We're going to move to another campus. I believe that with all my heart. I'm going to give it everything I got. Not on osmosis, but because God told me you belong at the top. I don't care what people think. I don't care what they watching and say. We belong at the top. I move like I'm at the top. I live like I'm at the top. I don't buy cheap stuff. I buy good stuff. Stuff that lasts. My wife said, what's wrong with you? I said, I believe I belong to the top. And when you're at the top, you don't settle for stuff at the bottom. Stop settling. If they don't check off the box, they don't belong in your space. You're trying to go fix a man. You can't fix a man. Fix up or no. Uh-oh. I don't know how I went there. Just all of a sudden. See, because when you get to the top, you need somebody to be with you. You need a visionary and a what? Ooh. You need a visionary and a what? Now look, the woman can be the visionary. And the man can be the implementer. So don't get tripped out about roles. You don't trip about roles when you get to the top because you got a different mentality. I don't know who I'm talking to. But I'm talking to somebody. God is trying to get us to raise our level of thinking and our level of living. Come on, y'all. I got one more point. You ready? He pitched his tent there. See how one verse, how much you can get from one verse? This is a Bible teaching church, by the way, just in case you didn't know. Verse by verse, word by word. We are digging. I ain't hyping you, blowing smoke at you. I ain't Houdini-ing you. I'm showing you in the word. What does it say the last part of that verse? It says what? And there, see, when you get to the top, you got to know your role. You are the visionary, and you got the implementer. It didn't say Isaac went digging the way. If Satan can get you off your post, he got you. So watch this. You just gung-ho happy because you at the top and you want to do everything. You won't let nobody help you. Maybe that's why you're stuck. It says, who went and dug the well? The who? Tell your neighbor, the implementers. With a servant heart. An implementer must have a servant's heart. Because watch this, to serve someone else's cause requires that you lay down your agenda and pick up somebody else's agenda. Do I have anybody? And so the last thing I want to say to you before I sugar booger out of here is this. Give it to me. Begin to discover all your blessings at the top. You want to know why I say that? Watch this. Where he was, doesn't say it in the passage. Watch this. He was at Bathsheba. There were 7 fruitful wells there. Already there. And he sent his implementers out to dig the wells. And when you get at the top, don't just get happy with 1 well. Don't get happy with 2 wells. Don't get happy with 1 building. Don't get happy with 2 buildings. Don't get happy with 3 buildings. Go as far as your mind can take you. Because when you are blessed of God, the windows of heaven opens up and he pours and he keeps on pouring and he keeps on pouring and he keeps on pouring. And here's what he says, you won't have room enough to receive it. Listen, if one thing works, 12 other things will work because you belong at the top. Give God a hand clap of praise. If we had a jumping contest in church and we aim for the ceiling in the church sanctuary, no one would win. You may jump higher than I can, but I can guarantee you that everyone in the room is going to fall short of the ceiling if the ceiling is the standard. If the ceiling is the standard, the fact that you jumped higher than me is irrelevant. You still would have failed to meet the goal. You got to carry the bar a little higher. And oftentimes, what I'm trying to do in this church is to elevate you. I want to see my young people in school surpassing, talking about academically, honor roll and scholarships to Harvard, and that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about, full rides to college and all these other things. Listen to me. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has in store for us. Elevate. Stop living lower than your God. But when you build an altar and you meet God daily, Do y'all know where I spend the first 5 hours of my day every day? If you want to take me out, there it is. If you want to do a drive-by, that's where I be at. I know about the power of prayer and devotion. Sister, God can heal you. But you got to believe it. You got to believe it with all your heart. Beyond everything that you feel physically, you got to believe it. Now, I don't do stuff like this, but I'm telling you, God says, let me get your attention for a few minutes. God can heal you. But you got to believe beyond what you see, feel, think, understand. I've watched God bless people in this church with stuff they never had. I promise you, I've seen it. But the gratitude piece is where God says, now, if I trust you with this, and you don't give me no glory, I'm going to just give you grace now. Let me tell you something. If you leave this church, if you fall away, if you do all that kind of stuff, I don't wish bad on you because God don't wish bad on you. You know what God does for you? He extends more grace to you. That's why you made it home. You were high. You were drunk. You slept with somebody you don't even know they had something. Uh-huh. And he protected you from that madness. He did. And that's because of grace. You got more grace than I do. So don't let nobody fool you with all this stuff about you need to be in the will of God. No, no, no. I got more grace than you. I'm not getting it right now, but eventually God is going to help me to get it where I can pass that grace on to somebody else. That's the God we serve. But best to believe there's another side to his grace. All right? Because look, he gives you enough until he has enough. Of you saying to him, I'm going to ignore you. But you know, can I share something with you real deep? What I'm talking about is in human terms. God's patience can be decades. One day is 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is as one day. What am I saying? God is patient. You're not going to get it all at the same time. But keep living. Change your mindset.